Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Thank you, everyone, and hello, hello, and thank you, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show and the Lizzie T Show. Now we are on YouTube, so we have the video format of the Lizzie T Show and also definitely the radio show. Today, my goodness, is Monday the 19th, and some of you have seen my pictures on social media. Yes, I have been away. I have to confess, I was fed up and tired with the cold here in Canada. I had to go to a warm place. I want to extend my thanks and my amazing appreciation to the people and Kayakoko. My goodness, the resort was just amazing, and all the treatment, the royal treatment that I received. I don't know if it had anything to do that I am part of a celebrity or on the radio. I don't know. I'm just very, very overwhelmed. So thank you so much to everybody at Playa Kayakoko. It's just amazing. Thank you so much. As I mentioned, today is already December the January, rather, the 19th, and time's just going by so quickly. It's just crazy. So we are not going to lose any time right now, because I do have a fantastic guest for the very first day of my coming back to Canada, and I am so, so excited. Now, some of you, and I've mentioned a little bit of my background, which I had to deal with some sort of abuse in my life. This is going way back, but there's somebody that is going to talk about very in-depth. She is promoting her book. And before I bring her on, I just wanted to thank all of you that are listening to us all over the world. We have over 10,000 listeners all over the world here, from starting in Australia. So good morning to my Australia listeners. We have listeners in South America, Central America. I cannot forget my friends in Cuba. We have people listening to us in Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. Also, we have listeners in the United States. Big hello to my friends in Long Island, New York, Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas. My goodness, the list goes on. We have reached Europe. We have listeners in Turkey, England, Nigeria, Ukraine, Spain, and South Africa. My goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please, please, please do not hesitate to email us. Our email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio, as this is a radio show, at lizt.ca for Canada. I also want to extend my huge thanks for naturenova.ca. If you are looking for a program, nature programs, please contact naturenova.ca. They are also sponsoring the Lizzie T Radio Show. So thank you so much for sponsoring the show. In the news, well, I hear that we had a very, very cold weather here in Toronto and Toronto, Canada, and throughout the provinces. But it's becoming a little bit mild. I am so thankful that the day that I arrived back, it was already +4. So, yoo-hoo! Big celebration for me. So thank you. Also, moving on, the musical section, as you know, this is a radio show. And what is a radio show without music? Today, we will be playing a beautiful, beautiful song from Sheena. Sheena was on our radio show the beginning of the month, right? I think she was one of the first show for the year. And we are more than happy to support you that would love to have a little bit of extra exposure for your music, for your craft. So if you are a great musician, please, please send us your MP3 at radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca. Also, make sure that is PR. Remember, we have my daughter is my VA now, and make sure that those songs that you are sending to us are okay for everyone, all the ages, to listen to. Thank you so much. Make sure you also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and as I mentioned, we are on YouTube. My website is lizzyt.com, and my also my Facebook is facebook.com/lizzytradio. So follow us also on Facebook. Moving on, before we run out of time, I would love to play a little bio from our wonderful, wonderful guest. She is gorgeous if you're looking on my social media and also on my later on, this link will be on my website. Her name is Monica Darren, and here's a little bio.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Monica Demeron. Monica was born in Guelph, Ontario, to an immigrant Italian parent. Having suffered abuse as a teen, she turned to writing as a form of therapy and self-awareness. Through the joy of recording her thoughts and feelings, she found healing and peace, and is now raising her own family with her loving husband of 12 years. Monica has been greatly influenced by bestseller author of The Star, Rhonda, The Secret, and to Bob Proctor. To further her personal development, she completed her intensive 6-month coaching program and is now proud to call him a friend and a mentor. She is the author of The Roots of Keeping Us Grounded. And here, let's welcome the beautiful, gorgeous, if you are looking at the pictures on my social media and Blog Talk Radio, Monica.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Hello, hello, Monica, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzy T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Lizzy. I'm fantastic. I'm very, very happy. How are you?
I am great, and it's an honor to have somebody like yourself that has gone through so much hardship, and now you're writing a book to help people. This is great. Now,
Yes. We
know a little bit about yourself. You are a mother. You also are a wife. But what does Monica likes to drink?
Red wine, vino.
As a typical, the wonderful Italian, yes, there you go, vino. And we've had everything here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, from wines to cocktails. My favorite, lemon water and teas. So wonderful.
Yep.
Thanks so much for playing along. Now, let's get started.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have, some of us, and have very, very hardships earlier in life, and this was your case. Now, can you elaborate a little bit? Obviously, I don't want to give your book away, but how this how this started. You had a relationship with a friend, which turned to be somebody that actually took advantage of you. Can you talk about that?
Yes, sure. Yeah. Him and I, we were best friends and very, very close friends. And he took advantage of me one day. You know, he violated me and took his trust away from me, you know, and that was one thing that's very hard for me to always deal with afterwards, with getting new friends and meeting new people. The trust issue was really broken for a long time. So I need to learn mm-hmm. how to deal with that, and even trusting, you know, when I met my husband 12 years ago, right, when we started our friendship. So, yes, it was a hard thing for me to get over.
Absolutely, but a very good thing came out of this, and I know, I believe that we get exactly what we can handle. And look at you, something so horrible, something so negative, you have turned it around and you started to write a book. I mean, you have this book
yes.
that you're promoting right now. It talks about your life. It talks about many, many things. Now, what's the name of the book?
The name of the book is called Alone Together. And I think that's so fitting because so many times we feel alone, but we're always with so many people. But internally,
mm-hmm.
we still feel alone. So I love the title of my book.
So, and I really don't want to forget, because I wanted to make sure that you are able to touch many people. There's people listening to us all over the world right now. If not right now, they're going to be listening to us later because this is recording. Now, what would you say that somebody that had experiences like yours, like ours, what helped you to come around? Obviously, it was your writing, but what else could you say to my listeners that are listening to us right now, and they're probably going through struggles like we went through, or perhaps they need to get out of the situation that they are? What would you say to them?
Sure. I would tell them that they're not alone, you know, very simply, they're not alone. They don't have to go through anything on their own, and they can always turn to someone else. I found a friend and a mentor, and I took a 6-month course, a self-study course, and I learned why I thought the things I thought and why I believed I felt like I was unworthy, undeserving. Not only did he rape me at 15, after that, I did a lot of self-destruction stuff to myself. You know, I took food in as a form of therapy. You know, I ate and ate and then gained a lot of weight. Then I got bullied for being big, and then I started purging. You know, it was a vicious cycle. So the people out there listening, I just want to tell them that reading this book will inspire them, even give them hope. And also, you know, maybe perhaps give them a chance to see that they can heal as well, like I have.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And this is beautiful. This
yeah.
is fantastic.
Yeah.
We do.
You know,
we do. Go ahead.
Sorry. There's a bit of feedback there. I didn't want to be called victim or survivor. The word I like is brave because it's so darn hard to face your past, and brave to forgive, and brave to live the life you've always dreamt of. So that's a message in this book that I can share with a lot of people.
That's fantastic, and this is great that you're out of such a negative and such a hard place. Now you are definitely helping other people that are going through the same thing. So where can we get this book? Where do you have a website that you want to share to my listeners? Is it in Amazon? Can you please go ahead and share?
Sure. Yep. It's going to be sold. Our launch date is January 20th. So I have people in Australia also helping me. So they're more than welcome to on January 20th. Yes, I've reached the masses as well. So January 20th is my launch date. It's sold on Amazon.com. And the link to my page is MonicaDameron.com. And I'm not sure if you can put that on your Facebook or not, but yes. So it's very simple, monicadameron.com.
Absolutely. I will be posting right now on my social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. There is a link. You can listen to us right now if you are on your computer or you are on your tablet or on your cell phone. And I will be posting the link right underneath the radio button where you can listen to us live right now or later on if you are not sure. You are listening right now to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have an amazing lady with us, which is talking about a very, very difficult subject, but in a very interesting one. And not only that, this lady can definitely help you if you're going through any struggles in your life. The number to call in if you're interested in talking to us is 347-996-3926. Very easy, 347-996-3926. Or if you would like to leave your comment on my social media, link is Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. Now, Monica, I wanted to ask you something else. Now, you are a mother. You have, I read your bio, you are a stylist, but you've gone through many hardships in your life, and you had to write about those things in your book. How difficult was it to put into, make it public? My goodness.
Yes, well, It was very, very difficult, but it needed to come out. I needed to do that to heal. I think we all hide and we portray an image on the inside and one we portray on the outside to everybody else. And I felt like that a lot of the time. I felt like almost I was lying to people and to my clients, you know. I felt like I was one person on the outside and I felt completely horrible on the inside, but they all viewed me as this beautiful, happy person, right? But it was my last son's birth. He gave me a gift. As difficult as it was the trigger to all these years, over 25 years that I've been dealing with this. And it brought up all these emotions. And his birth was a gift that it was kind of like a rebirth for me in a way.
Wow.
To start this healing journey. Yeah.
That's amazing. This is amazing. And I know that our children are the ones that keep us going, and we get inspired by them. But is there other inspiration? You talked about your son. You talked about writing is therapy, helps you to public speaking. I do the same thing. I talk about my situation. Where else do you get your inspiration, Monica?
Well, for the first time in my life, I was very inspired to give back to charity. I always wanted to give back in a big way. So I just want to tell your listeners that when they buy my book through Amazon, I think it's $10.79, 75% of those profits are going to charities. So that to me gets me very excited, you know, on so many levels, but especially to give to these wonderful organizations. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can all come together as a whole and asking your listeners to help with these organizations on January 20th, know that their money is going to a great cause. And it only makes sense that the more books that I sell, the more that can be donated. You know, when you purchase Alone Together, you're helping women and girls move from violence and out of poverty and into confidence, which is amazing, you know. So your money's going to a good cause. And Hope House is one of the operations that it operates and advocates on belief and poverty and food insecurity and inadequacy with health is all interconnected with one another. So not only are you helping women and girls against violence and moving them into self-confidence, but even living life better with if they're not getting the food and the health that they're required. So,
wow, look at you. Wow, this is amazing. Congratulations. You not
Thank you.
Only you. Oh my goodness, this deserves an applause. I just wanted to make sure that all the listeners that are listening to us right now, all over the world, are able to hook in MonicaDarren.com. I will have the link right after the interview. Make sure that you do purchase her book and make sure you read it. And if you mention that you've heard her via the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, hey, my job is complete. I am more than happy. I am fulfilled. This is amazing. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live. Today is Monday, November. Why do I want to say November? It's just going too fast. January the 19th. 2015. I wanted to also say a big kiss to my niece Hadassah, which is celebrating her third birthday today. So hello to Hadassah. Monica, I have the very last question before we run out of time. In your book, what is the message that you wanted to pass along? What is the main message that you wanted to pass along to your listeners?
Yeah, sure. The main message is to tell people that they're not alone. I mentioned that mm-hmm. before that, you know, right. I know you had said, Lizzie, that I'm gorgeous. I never felt that way, you know. I want to tell I didn't, you know, for a very long time, you know. But I want to tell other people that whether you're feeling that way on the inside, horrible and unworthy, you know, you're not alone. So many people go through that and feel that way. And reading my book and reading the stories that are in this book, you'll be able to relate on so many levels. But there's so many steps. It's steps to discovering winning a self-confidence. So you'll learn the steps to take in order to gain access to a happy, fulfilled life that you've always dreamt of. I'm very excited. I feel very, very blessed, Lizzie, and I hope your readers. I'm very humbled. It actually makes me cry if I can get as much help out there as possible. I just want to give to these organizations as best as I can. And I thank everybody out there listening to please help me out and fulfill my dream. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm going to be the first, not reason to cry, hon. Not reason to cry. I am going to be the first one to purchase your book because it's definitely, definitely a must right now. No, this is what the Lizzie T Radio Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. You've done everything and you've talked about your personal things, which is very, very hard. I know that for a fact. But what is new? What are the plans for the future? I see great things in your life after this. And by the way, you are gorgeous. It's not the photographer,
thank
it's you.
You.
I love your eyes and I love your pictures. So what is new? Are you planning workshops on a big scale?
Yes.
Are you planning training people? Tell us what you're planning.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I took a 6-month transformational program. And during that time, I learned how to get what you want out of life. I've learned that formula to manifest what you want. And I love the material so much that now I teach it. So now I go around coaching and helping others to learn and to live their life, you know, and I'll help with these organizations, you know, for I think the rest of my life, but showing people and awakening their eyes that even for them it's possible, you know, perhaps their way is not working, but my way will work for them, you know, and I just want to help as many people, one person at a time, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if I can get to as many as possible, that's a dream for me.
And I think you're going to accomplish, and there is, if it's anything that I can do to help you out here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are 150% supportive of your cause, and we are 150% supportive of your book and what you do.
Great.
I want to thank you so much, Monica, for spending a couple of minutes of your time, of your precious time. I know you have a busy life with family and kids. I know what that's all about. But here you are telling your experience and talking about your book and talking about your life. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie. Thank you. And I thank all your listeners out there. I appreciate it. And those were all happy tears I'm having. I'm very happy and fulfilled.
Wonderful. Okay, goodbye for now.
Great. Bye-bye.
And that was the great Monica Duren, the author of an amazing book. You must get in touch with Monica. And again, if you mention that you heard her via the Lizzie T Radio Show, please, my job is complete. I am fulfilled. Moving on to the Lizzie T Radio Show, our musical section. Sheena is a wonderful, wonderful voice. And she was interviewed by here, the Lizzie T. She is a singer-songwriter from Canada. And she was Many awards, and my goodness, her voice is just angelical. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and here is Sheena.
I'm gonna love you the hard way, like a child without permission to go outside and play. Like a lonely river running somewhere no one knows, I am gonna love you even if it never shows. I'm gonna love you though it tears me to the bone. A one-way conversation, silence on the phone. Like a tree that cannot bear a single piece of fruit, I am gonna love you until you pull the truth. Even then I don't think my love could die. Even then I don't think my love could die. Even then I don't think my love could die. That's why I'm gonna love you like the music no one hears.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show.